your playmaker's hands. Get the ball into your playmaker's hands, and then you can just shine from there. Defensively, don't do dumb decisions. Obviously, we saw last week Elvin Turner got kicked out of the game due to multiple unsportsmanlike penalties. There's multiple unsportsmanlike penalties throughout the game last week. So just make sure you're mentally in the game. You don't want to take this out of the game and do stuff like that.
Returning the kickoff for the Raiders, Corey Dalton back deep right around the 5-yard line and kicking off for the Rough Rider to be Jared Kinsella. Kicking it off for the Rough Riders. He will be kicking from south to north, so the wind going to be at his back. Probably going to be a lot of touchbacks with kicks going in this direction. So one thing to keep in mind is the Raiders all season long have been playing by college rules. The Rough Riders typically play by professional rules, so we'll see how they adjust to that. Ready for play, whistle is in. The kicker on the approach. The kick is a high kick, going to be fielded or take a bounce into the end zone, and that's going to be a touchback. And the Raiders will start with the football at their own 20-yard line. It looked like Dalton was going to try to get it off the bounce, but smartly probably just let it bounce so into the end zone.
Yeah, and especially too with Corey Dalton as well. I think they sort of also talked about, hey, he's a very dangerous return man. He has the opportunity to go north and south and be able to return one no matter what. So I think that's also a little bit of a strategy there. Like, hey, try to get it off the bounce, try to make sure that he doesn't get a clean catch off the kickoff.
The Raiders huddling up. Rashawn Heron is your starting tailback here for the Raiders. He has 198 yards on 38 carries, averaging 5.2 yards per carry. The Rough Riders coming out in a four-man front here. Outside of one of their defensive tackles, look to be a little undersized up front. Raiders break the huddle. Bunch formation to your left. Bibby Davis to your right. Heron to the right of the quarterback. Now Foster out at wide receiver to your left. A little late coming out of the huddle. Locke looking over the defense. Puts the hands up, gets the snap, looks to throw, throws it out of the backfield to Heron, caught it to 30, gets to the 35, gets to the 40, and gets wrestled down at about the 44, 43-yard line, and that's going to be a 1st-and-10 Racine Raiders.
Yeah, and that's exactly what you want to do. You want to get the ball into your playmaker's hands, and that's exactly what Rashawn Heron is on the season so far. 5 receptions, 63 yards, 13-yard average coming out of the backfield for Rashawn Heron.
Raiders quick to the line of scrimmage. You're going to have three receivers to your left. Tight end on the right, closed in the formation. Heron to the right of the quarterback. Locke puts the hands up, gets the football, hands it off to Heron to his left, cuts up, gets past the 45-yard line, going to get the 46-yard line, gain of a few, and that's going to be about a 2nd and 6, maybe 7.
Yeah, it looks like about second.
Second and eight.
I mean, hey, got to keep them balanced, got to make sure that, hey, we're running it plus passing it at the same time.
I already got 3, but of course, math is hard. Bunch trips to your left, Foster alone to his right, single coverage to the right, their back Heron to the right of Locke, Rough Riders showing blitz. Locke takes the snap, looks to throw, throws it over the middle to Foster, and kind of hard to do, but he threw it too high to Foster, and it went through his hands and went incomplete.
Yeah, and even though he was a single coverage, they still had that safety help over top, so even if he got it, he was going to be down right away. But I think this is the first time we actually saw a corner that is sort of sizable up to Jayshon Foster, the 6'6 wide receiver for Racine.
Raiders quick to the line of scrimmage once again. They're going to flip the formation. Going to have two receivers to your right with the tight end, one receiver to your left. Foster standing just inside the numbers to your left. Locke looking over the defense, puts the hands up. Gets the snap, looks to throw, has plenty of time, throws it across the middle to Revelinsky, and it's going to go through his hands, incomplete, and that's going to bring up a 4th down for the Raiders.
Yeah, and the mesh looked good there, especially with Jayshon Foster, sort of had a lot of green space around him. Like Locke did not see him, though, and just went up for a bubble of Revelinsky and just sort of went right through his hands, unfortunately.
And I do apologize for not having the scorebug app down right away. I am learning how to use it. Never used it before.
We got some people running double duty today, so I don't blame you.
So it's about 13:35. Wodak in the punt. And back to return this punt is likely Javonte Davis or Amir Liggins. Those are their typical returners. Wodak gets the punt away. High punt. Going to take a bounce inside the 10-yard line where it's fielded. And Liggins makes a couple guys miss. Hits the sideline. Gets to the 20. Still going. And he's going to get tackled at about the 34-yard line. Liggins showing a little bit of moving around there. And he gets a big return there to bring up first and 10 for the Rough Riders.
Yeah, Liggins, a normal running back, DB, just sort of combo, just able to make some people miss and able to get a nice return for the Rough Riders, get them up to about the 35-yard line on their side. And especially with Brady Wodak punting into the wind, I think you're sort of hoping, like, hey, good hang time, good everything like that. We had enough people around him, just wasn't able to make the tackle in where they got the ball.
13:15 to go here in the first quarter. I promise I will work on getting the score bug figured out, as it is new to me. One receiver each way, pistol formation. Samus at quarterback. Clay behind him. Blanchard next to him. Samus looking over the defense. Looks like he might be making a change here at the play. Looks like he's checking at the line. Samus gets the snap, looks to throw deep down the field, and it's going to be incomplete. Overthrew the intended receiver, number 13, Javonte Davis. On the coverage was Josiah Gordon.
Yeah, and that's exactly what you want to do, especially if you're the Rough Riders. Take that first shot, take it deep, even though you are throwing with a little bit of wind to your back. So that might have been a little bit of cause, even though it sort of died down a little bit. But targeting the Raiders defense deep, something that a lot of people have been able to do as of late.
Going to bring up a second and 10, 13:09 here to go in this first quarter. Same formation as before, one receiver each way. Back directly behind Samus. Samus gets the snap, gives it to the tailback, and we have a flag down. And number 97 for the Raiders, Amani Goodwin with the stop, but this probably should have been a dead ball foul, but they're going to look over. Keith Turner going to let it. No flag on the play. He's going to wave it off.
Yeah, that was great by Amani Goodwin. Just sort of, it looked like it was going to be a counter play. Almost, you saw Nate Samus sort of take a step back and then give it to him. Just sort of blew it up in the backfield. And that's exactly what you want to do on the counter. Don't be fooled by any sort of motions, anything, anybody pulling. Just rip through, go vertical, and just make the tackle in the backfield.
Going to bring up a third and 17 here. Yeah, I thought it could have been a false start, but the quarterback looked like he started to go on his drop before the ball got there. But we have two receivers to your right, one to your left. Samus looking over the defense. Takes the snap, looks to throw, has time, throws it. It's going to be caught right at around the original line of scrimmage, and that's going to bring up a fourth down and 10. Jackson on the catch, and he got tackled immediately.
Yeah, tackles Josiah Gordon, only getting the start today. Normally not a starter, has sort of not really been on the field that much. But, I mean, hey, Rough Riders targeting early, and is able to do pretty well so far on the two targets that went his way.
Jalonzo Jackson in the punt. Corey Dalton is back to return this, along with Jaquez Woodland. Typically it's Norwood typically back there, but it's Woodland up back there today. Taking a lot of time waiting to get this punt. Low snap, gets it. Punt is high, and that's going to go take a bounce. Raiders got lucky there. It bounced at about the 40-yard line, took a Rough Rider bounced and hit Dalton in the hands, and he ended up able to get on that. That could have been a disaster.
Yeah, it really could have. I think Corey Dalton saw that, hey, it's a short punt. Nobody's really looking at it. Let me try to make something out of nothing. And luckily, just bounced out, and he was able to roll out of bounds with it in his hands. So luckily that it didn't go in the Rough Rider's way, but again, really good field position for the Raiders on the 50-yard line. Just got really half the field to work with now.
Yeah, I figured out how to change the possession, so I'm winning now. Took me a minute to figure out how to change from one possession to the other. Don normally handles this, and I'm trying to handle Don's role today, and Don has big shoes to fill. One receiver, Foster, to your right, two receivers left. Pistol formation, H-back right behind the left tackle. Takes a snap, gives it to Heron. Heron off to his left, not a lot of room to run. Going to give maybe a yard and a half before he gets brought down.
Yeah, and also in his Rico Flores for Bubba Rebelinski, sort of getting that nice rotation in, just trying to make sure something happens, and obviously just gaining one there. You're hoping to get at least a positive play. Plus three is normally what you want to try to get on first down, but just getting one, now you're sort of going into that second and long formation. Okay, it might be a pass more likely than a run on this play.
Takes a snap through his hand. Heron goes to jump on it, loses it, still open. Rough Riders get it, and that's going to be a score for the Rough Riders, number 25, Todd Bland, picked it up and ran it in.
Yeah, and that's not exactly what you can do. The ball just sort of, it didn't even look like it went through Locke's hands. It looked like it was to the left of him, and Locke just wasn't able to grab a hold of it. Rashawn Heron just tried to body block and sort of box out before he got the ball and just wasn't able to get it. And this is exactly what I talked about before. You got to make sure the ball stays in your guys' hands. And Rough Riders taking early advantage of that as well.
Yeah, tough break there. I don't even know if it's called a bad snap or what, but Bland just bounced right in his hands after Heron not able to. And Bland runs it in for six, and they will be going for the point after with their kicker once again. Jared Consuela.
Yeah, Rough Riders kicker Jared Consuela. On the season so far, 7 of 8 for extra points, so pretty automatic. But again, wind going at his back, a little bit diagonal as well. So it's not going to be a perfect kick for him weather-wise.
Some personnel issues with the Rough Riders. Snap is down. The kick is up. It is through. And with 10:22 here to go in the first quarter, it's the River City Rough Riders 7, Racine Raiders nothing. We'll be back in 30 seconds. This is Racine Raiders football on the Racine Raiders Broadcast Network.
People often
come out and visit Time and Again Music. We have a huge selection of vinyl, over 10,000 titles in stock. We've got everything. We got rock, soul, jazz, country, R&B, soundtracks. So a little of this, a little of that. Make a list every time you hear something on the radio. Have a little tiny pad of paper somewhere and jot down a group, a song title. That way when you come in, you've got an idea of what you're looking for. I'm Ray Zirkle, owner of Time and Again Music. 9602 Durand Avenue in Sturtevant. It's a block west of the Antique School Mall.
We're back here at Historic Horlick Athletic Field, and we're going to throw up our Active Body Fitness Trivia. What date were the Racine Raiders first carried on WRJN with Gary Sewer handling the call? Active Body Fitness exercise is a must for anyone looking to enhance strength and endurance on the field, in the backyard, and around the house. Kickoff is up and away. A line drive kick fumbled by Woodland through his hands. Picks it up at the 10. Gets to the 20. Gets to the 30. And still going, tackled at about the 35-yard line. Nice return there for Woodland. Let the certified personal trainers at Active Body Fitness assist and guide you in perfecting your technique, improving your movement, and reducing the chance of injury to keep you on track. The answer to that trivia question will come out at the start of the fourth quarter. See how the Raiders, Tyler, here rebound after that turnover on the last series.
Yeah, and it looks like new running back in as well, Tom Benko, somebody who's very good at going through the tackles, providing that spark of offense for them. in, and also Ian Gaines as well at, I believe, the tight end position for the Raiders.
Yep, Ian Gaines not here last week. He's one of the tight end positions in the slot to your right with Bibby Davis, and two receivers to your left. Tom Banco, a tailback, to the left of Locke. Takes a snap, fakes the handoff. Locke looks to throw deep down the field. Has an open man. Caught by Foster. Cutting back across the field. Get to the 30, get to the 25, still going to the 20, and he's going to get tackled at the 19-yard line. Big catch and run from Andre Locke to Jay Sean Foster, and it's going to be a first and 10 Racine.
Yeah, Foster doing really good on that, just sort of making sure he, obviously he felt the zone, just sort of found the wide open area, was able to get that, and just sort of work the field as well. Obviously, he wanted to go more up the field, but was going more vertical, trying to get some more space, and was able to get a few extra yards after that as well.
Raiders quick to the line of scrimmage, trips to your left, tight end to your right. Pistol formation, takes a snap, gives it to Banco. Banco finds the hole on the left, fights his way through, and he's still going. The ball might have come out, and we'll see if the Rough Riders have it. The officials are discussing, and it's going to be a first and 10 Rough Riders after that fumble by Banco. Another heartbreaking turnover there for the Raiders.
Yeah, and you see Banco coming off the field, shaking his head, just beating himself up after that play. And it's just one of those things where, hey, you got to calm down, calm, relax. We get a big play. Now we can sort of up the tempo, but at the same time, you got to take a breath, take a relaxing breath. So that way you can keep that momentum going. And you see Arian Ivey just sort of looking at his team saying, hey, let's calm down. Let's relax. Let's make some plays on defense. That way we can keep this momentum going.
Nice thing is the Raiders defense has been pretty good all season long, and they've been in this situation before. Do have a new familiar face in the middle for the Raiders right now. Checking into the game, number 94, Willie Clay, back with the team, as is number 99, Gage Zarodnik. So the Raiders getting some depth at the defensive tackle position. And they have the chains marked wrong. Oh, that's okay. There was a penalty, illegal formation on the Raiders. So that's what happened.
Yeah, it looked like that they didn't even have a tight end on the right-hand side. They just had tackle Javier Farasquia lined up with nobody on him, so that was just a legal formation for them.
Samus, a quarterback, running back slightly behind him to his left, two receivers each way, takes a snap, and we have a penalty. It's going to be a false start, I believe, on the quarterback.
False start, number 7 offense.
Yeah, this is the first time that they were able to call it, but you can sort of see it. He's moving before the snap is coming, so that's going to be a false start every single time.
Yep.
You got to make sure the ball is snapped there, and then you can, as the ball is getting snapped.
And when they picked the flag up before, the same thing happened, but they had picked it up, and I guess they didn't blow it dead, so they just waved it off. But we've seen that before. So it's going to be first and 15 for the Rough Riders. Going to have the ball at their own 9-yard line on this first and 15. 9:11 to go here in the quarter. Two receivers each way for Samus. Clay to his left sends a receiver in motion. Takes the snap, gives it to the back, finds a hole, huge hole, hits the corner, and he's going to get to about the 19-yard line, but we have another flag.
Holding, 44 white.
Could be a half a distance to the goal penalty here, holding on 44 white.
Yeah, that's James Washington, the center. 44 white.
Going to be half the distance to the goal, and it's going to be first and 20 now.
Yeah, James Washington, center for the Rough Riders, sort of doing an okay job so far. But, I mean, again, as your center, you got to make sure you can't grab onto that. With, I'm guessing, his offhand, that's sort of what happened there. And at that point, again, first and 20, you're at their own 5-yard line. So now you got to worry about the Raiders' defense. They've been really good when it's this short yardage for the defense, getting into the backfield and getting those safeties and getting the quarterback uncomfortable.
Got a touchdown on the situation a week ago against the Outlaws from Phoenix. Three receivers to your left, one to your right for Samus. Clay behind him in the pistol formation. Samus directing traffic. gets the snap, high snap, gets it, throws it immediately, and it's going to be incomplete, out of bounds. We have a flag down again. Dalton on the coverage, but we'll see what the flag is. It's likely going to be a first down for the...
It looked like it was pretty good coverage, so I don't know what they're really looking at, but I looked at Nate, and he just got slammed as soon as the ball came in, so looks like they are sort of pointing that it is going to be pass interference on... Pass interference, but...
13 defense. 10-yard penalty. First down.
They're going to get an auto... it was already first down, but they're going to gain 10 yards there with that penalty flag. So it's going to be first and 10 after the hold on Dalton, which... I don't look like you said. It looked like good coverage to me, but you know we couldn't see everything from our angle here, and the side judge there had the better view than we did.
Yeah, and I mean honestly, that penalty doesn't really do much. It goes back to the original first down, so it's like, hey, we just got our penalties back. That's about it.
Two receivers each way for the Rough Rider. Play to the left, slightly behind the quarterback, Samet. Raiders look like they're showing pressure with Gary Young. Takes a snap, gives the handoff on a draw, and Turner is there immediately, joined by Clay, and that's going to be no gain for the Rough Rider running back.
Yeah, that's a great read by Elvin Turner, just sort of reading the offensive lineman. They just sort of went back a little bit. You sort of saw that it was a draw, and just fires in there, and able to get them about a yard, if not half a yard.
Changing some personnel there. Clay checking off the field. Looks like Trey Blanchard listed as a fullback, but he's got 42 carries for 248 yards on the season, checking in on the second and 10. Three receivers to your left, one to your right. Blanchard to the right of Samet. Samet's looking over this Raider defense. Samet puts the hands up. Raiders showing blitz. Takes a snap. Gives the hand to Blanchard, and Blanchard's going to get tackled at the 15-yard line. Going to be a loss of one. Cameron Hall on that tackle.
Yeah, Cameron Hall playing out of position a little bit today. Playing at defensive end. Normally a linebacker for the Raiders. Does play that more outside linebacker-esque, so he's not really fully out of position, but putting his hand in the dirt today to sort of fill in for this Raiders defense.
Yeah, Hall being a 6'2", 220 pounds, being able to do a little bit of everything. Coming into the day, had 25 tackles, 11 of those for loss, and 8 sacks. So he's been pretty active overall. Going to be a third and about 10, so they're going to say no gain. Three receivers to your left, one to your right. For Samet. Tailback to the right of Samet, which is Blanchard. Samet puts the hands up, and we're going to have a delay of game on the Rough Rider.
Penalty marker on the field.
Delay of game. Offense, number 7. 5-yard penalty, still third down.
Don't! Push them back a little bit more.
As a result of the penalty, third down and 14 for River City at their own 10-yard line.
The Rough Riders faced with a third and 14 now at their own 10-yard line. Same formation as before. Three receivers to your left, one to your right for Samet. Samet puts the hands up, looks over the defense, takes a snap, looks to throw. Some pressure late, has to scramble.
Fumble.
Picks it up. Ball still loose. Touchdown! Raiders on the fumble, recovered in the end zone by number 90 for the Raiders. And the Raiders get the score. Ronald Hagan on that recovery, and it's going to be 7-6 River City off for that fumble.
And you know who's the one that got that strip sack? Number 94, Willie Clay, immediately back, immediately making his presence known in the backfield.
Welcome back, Willie Clay.
Two touchdowns for one touchdown for both teams. Both of them
on the defense.
From the defensive side. So I think this is a sort of sign of how this game is going to go today.
Mike Peralta is in there for the extra point. Wodak on the hold. Sawyer Schick with the long snap. Kick is up. It is through. It is good. And with that, it is, we're tied up at 7 with 5:58 here to go in this first quarter. We'll be back in 30 seconds. This is the Racine Raiders Broadcast Network.
Spring is here. The perfect home is waiting for you. Whether buying or selling, Kelly Friesema with eXp Realty is your trusted local expert. She'll guide you every step of finding the right home. First-time buyer? Kelly simplifies everything. Selling? She'll price it right and market it for top dollar. Need financing guidance? Kelly has trusted lender connections. Call 262-939-4687 today to start your journey. Spring markets move fast. Call Kelly Friesema with eXp Realty to find your dream home.
Back here at Horlick Field, 7-7 ball game, and this broadcast is copyrighted by the Racine Raiders Football Club, Inc. for the private use of all our audience. For any other use of this broadcast or any picture and descriptions or accounts of the game without the consent of the Racine Raiders Football Club Board of Directors is prohibited. Wodak in for this kickoff. Danowski standing right next to him in case he's got to hold the ball. And it is pretty windy here. Back deep for the Rough Riders is Amir Liggins and Javonte Davis. The hot booming kick going to be fielded by Davis at the 7-yard line. Up the middle, found a lane and takes it to the 44-yard line. Good return there by David.
Yeah, and honestly, good kick by Brady Wodak, kicking into the wind, even though it sort of died down a little bit, getting it to the 5-yard line, 5 to 7-yard line, just being able to boom it that far. A good kick, just got to make sure the special teams, they stay in their lane that in that aspect.
Yeah, the wind now at 17 miles per hour out of the south-southwest. Still learning the scorebook app. Rough Riders with the first and 10 at their own 44-yard line here. 5:51 here to go in this first quarter. Two receivers right, 1 year left. Two backs in the backfield next to Samus. Samus gives it to Blanchard. Blanchard going to get to the line of scrimmage before being driven back, hit hard by Cameron Hall on that tackle for a 1-yard loss.
Yeah, that's great. Trying to make some misdirection for the Rough Riders, just trying to do something and just getting blown up immediately by Hall, just getting the backfield, getting his nose a little bit dirty back there as well.
Going to be second and 11 here for the Rough Riders. Going to get into the huddle. They spend a lot of time in that huddle. We saw a delay of game on their last possession. Daquan Smith in at one of the corner positions on the far left for the Raiders. Two receivers right, 1 year left. Same formation for Samus. Backs to each side behind him. Takes a snap. Fumbles it immediately. And we're going to have whistles right away.
His knee was down.
His knee was down.
Yeah, that's the one big change between NFL and college rules is that if your knee is down, no matter what, the play is dead. So especially when you're trying to get that ball up and trying to make something happen, you just got to make sure, hey, make sure my knee doesn't touch the ground. And I think they're sort of happy that they did because it looked like one of the linebackers, I believe it was either Gary Young or Arian Ivey, was already back there just diving at the ball trying to get the Raiders back on offense.
Going to be third and 16 at their own 38-yard line. Two receivers right, 1 year left. Clay and Blanchard flanking Samus. Samus takes the snap, looks to throw under pressure, gets the ball away, and it's high and outside. The closest receiver of the area was the coach on the sideline for the Raiders, and that's going to bring up fourth and 16 and a River City Rough Rider punt.
Looked like he was trying to get targeted to Jalonzo Jackson, who's got 8 receptions on the year so far. But just, again, like you mentioned, the closest receiver was a coach. So that just shows you how far out that ball really was.
Fourth and 16 for the Rough Riders, tied up at 7 with 4:02 here to go in this first quarter. Woodland and Dalton back deep to recover this punt. Perfect snap. Kick is away. Better punt this time, but it's going to go out of bounds inside the 20. And they're going to say out of bounds at the 14-yard line. Nope, still walking it up. Never mind. The 18-yard line instead.
I mean, you'll take it. That was actually a good punt by the Rough Riders. So actually be able to flip the field there. Had a little bit of gust of wind as it sort of blew that way as well. So I think you'll take it. But at the same time, again, now you're back on offense. You had a good play, and then you had a fumble. So now you're just going to make sure you can sort of build on those good plays. Keep that consistency going this drive.
The Raiders need to better protect the football. The last possession they had, they had fumbled the ball on a carry. Two receivers each way for the Raiders. Looks like Howard Triplett has checked in the game for the Raiders. He's to the left of Locke. Locke puts the hands up, takes a snap. Gives it to Triplett. Huge hole. Crosses the 25 and going to get tackled with the first down at the 29-yard line. Big run by Howard Triplett.
Yeah, that's exactly what you want to do. Get those first downs, especially on the first down, getting another first down right away. That is perfect. Now you just got to keep that momentum going, especially now that you keep going no huddle afterwards.
Quickly to the line of scrimmage. Two receivers each way for Locke. Triplett to the left of Locke. First and 10 Raiders. Puts the hands up. Takes a snap. Gives it to Triplett. Triplett makes a man miss. He's going to get just across the 30-yard line. They're going to have him the 31, and that's going to bring up second down.
I mean, you'll take that, especially with John Good in the backfield immediately just sort of spinning out of his tackle and just sort of falling forward for two. I think that's a good spot for them. Now it's second and 8. Just got to keep that momentum going and keep that foot a little bit on the gas right now as well.
They get gain of 2, got something out of nothing there. 2:54 here to go in this opening quarter. Two receivers each way. Locke takes a snap, looks to throw, plenty of time. Throws it, caught by Gaines, fumbled, and the Rough Riders recover it, and they're going to get tackled out of bounds at the 35-yard line in first and 10, Rough Riders.
Every single drive so far for the Raiders has ended in a fumble. So that's the one thing that they need to focus on is ball security. You can't have two good plays and then get a fumble. It seems like each drive they're getting one more extra play and then something bad happens. And that's not going to be a recipe for success today.
Not at all. Going to be first and 10 for the Rough Riders. Sorry, it's going to be first and 10 for the River City Rough Riders. Tough break there for the offense. The defense had another good possession here, and now you're right back on the field on this hot, muggy day. Defense is going to get worn out.
Oh, yeah, it really is. And especially you're already seeing the Raiders switching it up on defense a little bit, just trying to get some more bodies in there and trying to make sure everybody's rested and getting that hydration that they really need.
Carter Meyer checks in at one of the end position. Gage Zarotnik checked in at defensive tackle. Two receivers each way for the Rough Riders. Pistol formation. Wilkinson in the backfield takes a snap, gives it to O.J. Wilkinson, and he's going to get to the line of scrimmage and nothing more before being driven back. And Turner in on that tackle.
Yeah, just sort of ran into a wall right there from the Raiders. It's going to be tough to especially run on the interior of this defensive line, as that's sort of been one of the bright spots of this Raiders defense. Obviously, you talk about the linebackers with Gary Young and Arion Ivey and Elvin Turner just sort of playing out of their minds this year so far. But that defensive line is really good, really stepped up at points. So it's going to be tough to run inside the tackles today.
Two receivers each way. Wilkinson goes to the left of Samus, slightly behind him. Samus puts the hands up. Takes the snap, looks to throw deep down the field. Receiver has a step, and it's going to be incomplete. Jalonzo Jackson, the intended receiver, but he overthrew him, and that's going to bring up a third and 10.
Yeah, both him and number 13 for the Rough Riders, Javonte Davis was wide open on the other side of the field. So both wide receivers had a good step, just overthrew it completely.
Going to bring up a third and 10, a minute 39 here to go in this opening quarter, tied up at 7 as the Rough Riders get into their huddle. Going to send two receivers out to your right, which is Dorsey and Davis. Two receivers to your left. Wilkinson to the left of Salmon. Then the man in motion. Dorsey is the man in motion. Takes the snap. Looks to throw. Steps up. Throws it across the middle. Incomplete. Intended receiver, Lakeem Johnson, and just threw it too far ahead of him.
Yeah, Nate Samus knows, hey, I want that one back. He was wide open. He had a few steps. Number 35 for the Raiders, Wyatt Severano, was there and ready to give him a blow. But at the same time, hey, you'll take that. That's about a first down right there. But you want that one back. Now it's 4th and 10. Not really had anything like that. The furthest kick that the kicker has had for the Rough Riders is 18 yards. So it's going to be a tough one for this, and even by Brady Wodak standards, if they decide to go in there. But it looks like the offense is going to stay out there.
Yep, the offense staying out there for the Rough Riders. And you might as well. You don't really have much of a kicking game for field goal standpoint. Might as well just go for it. Two receivers each way once again. Johnson in the slot to your left. Jackson out wide to your left. And Davis and Dorsey to your right. Sending Dorsey in motion across the formation. Samus takes the snap, and we have a flag down. It's going to be a dead ball foul, likely false start on the Rough Riders.
Fourth snap. False start. Number one, White. 5-yard penalty, still fourth down.
And you can hear on Keith Turner's microphone there just how windy it is here at Horlick Field.
And especially, too, with Jalonzo Jackson starting. Looks like they're just going to bring the punting unit out. It's not worth it trying to go after that. Try to pin the Raiders back, especially with the sort of misfortune that they've had on offense so far.
Yeah, Jackson in for this punt. But watch for the fake here, as Jackson is also a wide receiver for this Rough Rider team. He's going to have a personal protector in front of him in Aaron Taylor, and Dalton and Woodland back to receive this punt. Kick is away, and it's going to be fielded by Woodland inside the 15, right around the 12, and he's got open field, gets to the 40, crosses midfield at the 50, still going, gets to the 40, off the sideline, he scores! Woodland takes this, 85 yards for a score, but we have a flag down on the field.
We have a flag, and they also say that he stepped out of bounds at the Rough Riders' 34-yard line. So
nope, just saying he stepped out of bounds.
Oh.
Huge return, though, by Woodland, and that is a flip-the-field type return. Might have stepped out of bounds, but it's going to be 1st and 10 Raiders at the Rough Riders' 34-yard line.
Yeah, and that's really what they can do. Both Colton Davis and Jaquez Woodland can sort of bring that spark in the returning game. Just both have that sort of speed, that extra gear that they can go to that you really see on special teams all the time.
Triplet and a tailback for the Raiders. Lock in the shotgun. Two receivers each way. Foster and Revolinski to your right. Two receivers to your left. Takes a snap, looks to throw, throws it across the middle, caught by Revolinski, and Revolinski gets upended at the 19-yard line, but that's enough for another Racine Raider first down.
Yeah, that's great by Revolinski, making sure to hold on to the ball. Don't fumble, don't put the ball on the ground, especially with there just being just under a minute left. Just make sure, hey, let's try to score before the second quarter.
45 seconds and counting here. Red zone alert, Anton, red zone alert. Anton painting and decorating. Triplet flips to the other side. Takes a snap, looks to throw. Lock has time, deep into the end zone. Revolinski, got it!
19-yard score to Bubba Revolinski, and wow, what a catch!
And it's 13-7 Raiders, and we have a flag down for likely excessive celebration.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be excessive celebration. But, yeah, that was a catch of the year moment. Just being able to sort of backhand it.
We have unsportsmanlike conduct, number 45, black.
Lavontis Lewis caught on that penalty for the Raiders.
Yeah, came on the field. Doesn't have any shoulder pads on or helmet. I believe he was warming up pregame, so it's sort of surprising to see him sitting out of this one right now. But, I mean, again, great catch by Bubba Radlinski, sort of falling backwards because it wasn't really the best thrown ball. But, I mean, hey, 6 points is 6 points in this game.
They're going to take the penalty on the kickoff. So it's going to be a standard extra point. Peralta in for the kick. Wodak on the hold. Second extra point attempt here of the day for Peralta. The kick is up. It is through. It is good. And we have a flag down. So we'll see what this flag is. Likely going to be encroachment on the Rough Riders. Keith Turner getting some information from his. Looks like the Raiders would decline it, the encroachment.
On extra point, we have number 9 defense lined up in a neutral zone. That penalty is declined. Extra point is good.
Well, the Raiders are up 14-7 with 26 seconds to go here in the first quarter. We'll be back in 30. This is Racine Raiders Broadcast Network.
Racine, your stories are our stories.
Stories of dedication and resilience. Of beauty and commitment.
Of good times and of bad.
For 125 years, Rasmussen Diamonds has been part of this beautiful community of stories. We can't wait to hear yours.
Visit Rasmussen Diamonds in Racine or explore our collection online at rasmussendiamonds.com.
We're back here at Horlick Athletic Field. Wodak in to kick off from the 20 after the unsportsmanlike conduct penalty on an amazing catch by Bubba Radlinski after the play. And he'll be kicking it into the wind from the 20 back for the River City is Javonte Davis and Jalando, no correction, Amar Liggins standing right around the 30-yard line between the 30 and the 25. It's a pop kick, going to be fielded at the 40 by Wilkinson, and Wilkinson's going to cross midfield and get tackled at about the 45-yard line before being brought down.
I mean, honestly, just try to get as much yards as you can, obviously just before second quarter, so just try to get as much yards as you can to back it off, and especially with how this defense has been playing for the Raiders, I think it's good. You're in a good spot right now.
Very good spot if you're the Raiders. 20 seconds to go here in the first quarter here, and after this, they're Raiders are going to flip the field and have the wind at their back. So if you're the Rough Riders here, if you're Sam, is probably going to want to go deep at least one more time here before the end of the quarter, as these receivers for the Rough Riders have had steps that's just been overthrown. Jackson out wide to your right. Lakeem Johnson slot left. I mean, correction, Jackson to your left. Two receivers to your right. Davis and Dorsey. Blanchard in the pistol formation. Sam is looking over the defense. Puts the hands up. Takes a snap. Gives it to the back up the middle. And it's going to be a gain of about 2 for the Rough Rider.
Yeah, Blanchard on the carry. Looks like they might just, yeah, they're just going to walk it off to the quarter end now. And just get ready for the second quarter at this point.
And that will bring us to the end of the first quarter. Racine Raiders up 14-7 over the River City Rough Riders. We'll be back in 60 seconds. This is Racine Raider football on the Racine Raiders Broadcast Network.
Do you ever feel like something's missing, like you're meant to give back but don't know where to start? At Our Harmony Club, you can make a real difference in the lives of older adults just by sharing your time. Whether you love to cook, craft, lead games, or simply brighten someone's day, our Harmony Club needs you. Volunteer once a week or more and discover the joy of giving and receiving. Visit ourharmonyclub.org to learn more. That's ourharmonyclub.org to volunteer.
Racine, welcome to the tropics, right on Durand Ave. At Tropical Smoothie Cafe, they're blending smoothies your way. Add-ins like protein, collagen, and even the perfect sweetness level. It doesn't stop at smoothies. Fuel up with toasted wraps, sandwiches, or go hazelnuts for the tropic bowls. Try the acai with Nutella, or power up with their peanut butter protein crunch bowl. 32 grams of protein and major vacation vibes in every bite. Now open at 6035 Durand Ave. Made to order, made for you. Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Vacay starts here.
Welcome back to historic Horlick Field. Heading into the second quarter, River City Rough Riders have the ball, second and seven, heading into the wind on the south side.
It's going to be second and eight here for the Rough Riders, two receivers each way. Samus puts the hands up, high snap, bobbled, and he's going to jump on it, and that's going to bring up a third and long for the Rough Riders after that fumbled snap.
Yeah, so far that's been the worst part of the day for the River City Rough Riders. It's just a snap. A lot of them have been slow. A lot of them have either been low or high. You just got to get that consistency built up. And that's the one thing that Coach Bridges was saying, that the team hasn't fully gelled yet, especially since they've had two forfeits on the season so far.
Yeah, the last game was a forfeit, so they have not played in a while here. Third and 16 for the Rough Riders. Going to have Javonte Davis wide to your left, three receivers to your right, which would be Jackson, Dorsey, and Johnson. They're back to the left of Samus. Samus takes a snap, looks to throw, throws it deep up the sideline. And the receiver did a double move there, but way overthrown, and that's going to bring up fourth down.
Yeah, it looked like he was trying to do a stop and go, but at the same time, that was about 10 yards overthrown and into the out of bounds area. So it's going to be a bit rough, especially now with the River City Rough Riders punting into the wind. Expect a very short punt for them this time.
Be fourth and 16, 14:05 to go here in the second quarter, opening half. Dalton and Woodland back to return this punt. Jackson, the punter, standing just past the 40-yard line, about the 38. Punt is away. We have a flag down right away, and it's going to take a bounce. Dalton's going to pick it up, going to try to cut back across the field. Has a lane. Another flag down. Gets to the 30. Gets to the 40. Gets hard at about the 48-yard line, and we have two flags down. One is going to be on the Rough Riders for sure, as we have a Raider without his helmet on. Not sure what the original flag is.
I wouldn't be surprised if it is an illegal formation on the Rough Riders. It looks like that one of the wide receiver was not on the line of scrimmage. But yeah, that second flag, it's either going to be on the Raiders or on the Rough Riders. I wasn't able to see it as I was watching the play, but.
Well, we had a helmet come off on one of the Raider players. That number 28, Josiah Gardens, helmet came off. So it might be offsetting penalties, one each way.
There are two fouls on the play, both on the kicking team.
Oh.
We have number 3, White. Lined up in a neutral zone. We have number 3, unnecessary personal foul, unnecessary roughness. Number 3, White.
I'm guessing they're going to decline the first and take the second.
That would be my guess as well. As number 3 for the River City Rough Riders is Markel Griffin, defensive back and wide receiver for them. So at that point, you just got to make sure, hey, let's line up correctly, and especially, too, now, because, again, Colton Davis is a very good returner. Now you're getting extra yardage on top of his very good return. The Raiders' offense is getting the ball in your territory at your 36, 37-yard line.
It's going to be first and 10 for the Raiders at the Rough Riders' 37-yard line. Two receivers each way.
Fine. We have personal foul, unnecessary roughness, number 3, White. That penalty will be accepted. It'd be first down.
15 yards from the end of the run there. So you have 3 receivers to your left, 2 receivers to your right. Jason Kelly, running back, slot to your right, and Rico Flores, slot to your left. Foster looking over the defense. Puts the hand up. Locke takes a snap, looks to throw, has some time. Ball is deflected at the line of scrimmage, and that's going to be incomplete.
Yeah, deflected by number 52 for the River City Rough Riders. Tony Payne, sort of tight end, offensive line, defensive line, hybrid for them, just able to play a multitude of positions and able to get his hands up and deflect the ball from Andre Locke.
Going to bring up a second and 10, 13:41 here to go in this first half. Same formation, 3 receivers left, 2 to your right, another empty backfield for Andre Locke. Locke looking over this defense, 2 deep safety. Puts the hands up, takes a snap, looks to throw, has under pressure, and he's going to get sacked. And it's going to be a loss of about 6 or 7, and that's going to bring up a 3rd and long. Payne on that sack.
And especially, too, you're sort of glad that you didn't get a holding penalty on the right-hand side. Number 77 for the Raiders, Aubrey Anderson, sort of looked like he got a hold of the defensive end's shoulder pad and was sort of bringing him down, so luckily it didn't get called for a holding, but Andre Locke is getting a little bit annoyed, especially with how fast they're getting to him today.
Howard Triplett checks into the game for the Raiders. Foster checking out as well. Kelly and Foster check out. Triplett checks in. Along with Ian... Dylan Flores. And now the Raiders are going to have to take a timeout here. We're going to have a delay of game. And the Raiders are going to take a timeout. And they were about to get a delay of game. We're going to leave it here, and we are going to bring you our trivia question. What date, the active body trivia question, what date were the Raiders first carried on WRJN with Gary Sewer handling the play-by-play? The answer to the trivia question will be in the 4th quarter, and exercise is a must for anyone looking to enhance strength and endurance on the field, in the backyard, and around the house. Let the certified personal trainers at Active Body Fitness assist and guide you in perfecting your technique, improving your movement, and reducing the chance of injury to keep you on track. So as the whistle comes in to break the timeout, Tyler, 3rd and 14 here, 3rd and 15, kind of a big play here for the Raiders.
Yeah, it is, especially when you do need to get a sort of momentum. You're sort of in that sort of, I don't want to say uncomfortable zone, but that sort of middle zone where it's a little bit too long for Brady Wodak to be able to kick a field goal. It's a little bit too short to have him do a punt as well. So you try to get, I would say, at least get 10 yards. That way you are able to attempt a field goal on this next drive if you don't get this first down.
2 receivers each way for Locke. Triplett to his left. Locke looking over the defense. Puts the hands up. Gets the snap. Looks to throw. Has to scramble. Has to make a man miss. And he's going to get sacked for a loss of about 2. Not really anywhere for Locke to go there, and he gets sacked for a loss of 2, and that's going to bring up 4th down.
Yeah, John Good in the backfield again, just almost immediately just trying to make him uncomfortable as it is now 4th down. It looks like the punting unit is back in, so you're hoping Brady Wodak is able to pin them pretty far back in the on their side of the field.
Wodak standing right around the 38-yard line. Guys back deep is Javonte Davis and Amir Liggins. Takes a snap. The kick is away. A high punt. Going to be caught at the 9-yard line. Revolinski got lit up, and he's going to go out of bounds. Davis gets pushed out of bounds there, and that's just on the other side of the 20, maybe the 21-yard line, and that's where the Rough Riders are going to take over.
Yeah, that's the one time, too, where Bubba Wolinski, he actually, that was a good block by the River City Rough Riders, making it legal as well, sort of squared up his shoulders, wasn't sort of crack blocking, crack blocking him as well. Sort of they would get his shoulders in front of him, square him up, and then shove him out of the way. That's exactly what they were doing. So now, River City Rough Riders on their own 21-yard line, just trying to make something out of nothing. Haven't really been able to do much. Only one first down so far on for the River City Rough Riders. Just trying to make something out of nothing as they come out of the huddle. Twins right, pistol formation, sort of overload.
Two receivers to your right, one to your left. Heavy backfield, two running backs behind Samus. Samus takes the snap, looks to throw, pass to the flat, and he tackled immediately, trying to see who had that reception there, and it was Jackson, and he was tackled right away, and that's going to be second and about six, second and five.
Yeah, that was a good job by Nate Samus, just sort of taking one step and throwing it immediately. Not taking those three, take that one, throw it immediately. That's exactly what he was able to do. And trust your wide receiver as well that he'll come back to the ball, catch it, even though he's going to take a bit of a hit from Colton Davis.
Going to be second and five, 10:57 to go here in this first half. Raiders up 14-7. Two receivers right, one to your left. Heavy backfield again for Samus with two backs standing behind him. Takes a snap, looks to throw, throws it across the middle. Incomplete. The receiver, Lakeem Johnson, had a step, and he overthrew him. It's going to bring up a third down and five.
Yeah, it is. He had a good step, and it also went right through his hands as well. So you know they're going to want that one back since that would have been a first down for them. Second one of the season, but again, it looks like there's also...
A penalty flag on the Raiders, and it's going to be an automatic first down.
I wonder if it's on Corey Davis just trying to play press. Is somebody that's really good with that press right there and just overstepped it a little bit and lined up in the neutral zone.
The clock is not current. The clock's having some difficulties here. Going to be first and 10 after that penalty. 10:04 to go here in the second quarter. Two receivers right, one to your left. Two backs behind Samus. Samus takes the snap, takes the throw to the slot, throws it deep. Receiver has the snap, caught, and he's gone. Corey Dorsey is gone for the touchdown, and it's going to be 14-13, but we have a penalty flag down, and it's in the area of holding.
Holding. Number 70, White. 10-yard penalty. Replay, first down.
Yeah, and that's a good job by River City, obviously, taking that step. Obviously, they're trying to plead with him that they didn't get a hold. But that's exactly what you want to do. You want to take those deep shots, take the everything like that. It's been working for them every single time, though. Has just been overthrown. This is the first time it's actually been hit on the money, and they just were off into the running. But again, holding on the flag on the play, so that just bumps them back a little bit.
It's gonna be first and 20 for the Rough Riders here. We're gonna have the ball at the 24-yard line of the Rough Riders. Samus gets the play from the sidelines, comes into the huddle. Corners right now for the Raiders. Daquan Smith to your left, Corey Dalton to your right. Twins right, one receiver left. Clay and Blanchard flanking both sides of Samus. Samus checks something. Ivy showing blitz, gives the handoff, and Ivy is there with the tackle immediately, and that's going to bring up a second and long, loss of about two or three on that one. Ivy met him in the backfield.
Yeah, Ivy met him in the backfield, but also Gage Zerodnik just sort of able to stand up his guy and just sort of made it so he was forced to run into him and just sort of had an area on Ivy just get right back in there and just boom, able to take him down to the ground and make sure it was a nice 1-2 punch by the defensive line and area on Ivy.
Second and 22, 9:07 to go here in this first half. Just the Scorebug app is not exactly completely accurate here. Twins, same formation. Twins right, one receiver left, two running backs slightly behind Samus. That is Blanchard and Clay. Ivy showing blitz off the edge again. Sammoth. And we're going to have a false start on the Rough Riders.
Penalty on the field.
For the snap, the false start, number one, offense, 5-yard penalty, still second down.
Wide receiver called for false start, Jalonzo Jackson. You don't see wide receivers call for false start very often, but he's trying to get a head start there. But it's looking like the River City is looking for a deep shot down the field there, but the play was blown dead before they could throw it that time.
Yeah, it really is, especially now. You're second and forever range right now. You just got to make something out of nothing. Try to either go for a super deep shot or try to make something, try to do a quick little screen pass or try to do a counter or something to gain some yardage back.
Rough Riders come out in the same formation they've been in with two backs flanking Samus slightly behind him. Takes a snap, looks to throw, steps up in the pocket, throws it. And throws it to the sideline. Jackson went in. Samus threw it to the sideline, and that's going to bring up a third and 27.
Yeah, it was a bit overthrown, or side, or I guess like sort of overthrown to the sideline. But at the same time, Jalonzo Jackson just sort of, he got into his route, he cut it out, and just sort of gave up right.